Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Motivational Monday. Are
Good
you motivated?
Morning. Of course I'm motivated.
Of course you are. You were born motivated. You know, that's what somebody just told me yesterday, that you are just like one of the most motivated people I've ever met. And I you know what? I really work hard on that. So anyways.
Hopefully you don't have to work too hard. It
just
comes naturally.
It does now. It really does. But there was a time that you hit those little lows.
And, oh, sure.
You know, and you got to like pop yourself right back up.
No, I woke up this morning and was a little groggy and jumped in the shower.
Me too.
Water is very refreshing.
You know what? I'm so there with you. I'm telling you, that is like
and
my
it's nice
key.
And crisp out there and the sky is beautiful.
We were watching the traffic was really calm. It was easy driving.
We were watching the sunrise coming up over the hill there in Camarillo. So.
There you go. All right. Well,
absolutely beautiful.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. And if you were just listening to the news and all that good stuff with Tom downstairs, right?
Yeah.
Now it is the Feel Good Station.
Just positive talk radio.
That's it. Yeah. It's just, it's a really about, you know, giving yourself some really good information and just, you know, it's a positive way to start your day.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've got, we actually got Jocelyn in here from
Jocelyn Rohrbach from Ventura 101.
Right. First time I've met you. And welcome.
Good morning. How you doing, Kim?
Very, very good. Yeah. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome.
Well, good for you if this is your first time tuning in.
Yeah,
boy, you just landed on a bonanza.
I'm telling you. Well, I love it. Well, you know what? It's so funny. I want to do a little shout out because an amazing weekend.
Did you have a fun weekend?
I did.
Did you?
I'm telling you.
I did the family thing with the kid.
I did the family thing too, but I was action packed. I'm telling you. Parent Click is one of my new sponsors and partners, and they had a kids expo.
Oh, I heard about that.
It was amazing. I'm telling you, if you ever wonder,
I should have brought Devin. Jeez,
ever wonder where all the kids and all the families go when it's raining, it's the malls, I'm telling you. So we were out there at Pacific View. I met amazing people out there. Everybody was so friendly and so nice. We were actually putting pink feathers in. You know, I'm a hair therapist, right?
I would love some pink feathers in my hair.
I knew you would, So we might have black for you, but, you know. So, but anyways, it was amazing. And I have a bazillion names that I'm going to start mentioning.
Oh, okay.
So just before one of our first breaks, we'll start mentioning some names because I've got some lots of gifts to give away.
So you collected names of people and said, listen to the show.
That's right.
If you hear your name,
call in
and...
And they will win something.
Oh, my God. What do you have to give away?
I've got some. I've got Soup Plantation meal passes for there. I've got movie tickets.
Yeah.
I've got Bring a Friend, and this pass is for good for two for Sky High. That is an incredible trampoline fun party place.
Yeah.
So, and also I have a bike helmet that I was given away there because it's all about safety. You know,
So a bike helmet for a child then.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I'm a mom of four and so much more.
Wrap them in bubble wrap.
That's right. Nah. You know, I got a speed racer. Remember that.
That's right.
You know, so yeah. But, so what we're going to do is I've got one kid that's going to win and then I've got lots of parents that are going to, we'll see who's
Stay tuned and listen for your name.
Yeah.
When you hear your name, call in at 805-639-0008.
That's right. That's right. So, Jocelyn, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, there's a lot to tell, but I will just... I was actually, Kim, I was born and raised here in Ventura, and that's why I love my community, and that's why I do Ventura101.com. It's a news and events site, kind of keep the community, you know, in tune with what's going on, and mm-hmm. I encourage everyone to log on Ventura101.com, and check us out on Twitter, too, because that's where it's happening.
Right? Yeah, is that where it's Twitter, happening? Too. We'll have to see if we're friends, or, you know, if we're following
We're
each
following
other.
You. Okay. I don't know if you're following us,
I'll be
Kim.
Following you
got to follow us.
All right, so. I'll be on that.
Yes.
All right. Is, and you know what? That's another great point right there. I just want to let everybody know, if you are streaming right now or you're just trying to get my station on, if you're in the car, AM 1400, but if you're at home and you're trying to go, God, where's my radio? You know, just you can stream us at KimPaganoShow.com. You can also tune into TuneIn Radio on any of your smartphones and listen there. I'm on iTunes now,
nice.
So you can pull those up. Also, gosh, there's so many ways. Twitter at Kim Pagano Show and become a fan. I'm almost
become
there.
Become a fan
to
on Facebook. You almost reached
goal.
Your goal of 500
that's
likes.
That's right.
There.
So
that's
like good. Us.
The Kim Pagano Show on Facebook.
That's right. And that's the way, in fact, I posted what we're going to be talking today. We've got one of my favorite therapists. I got so many therapists in my life right now. It's so cool.
You
but
do.
You guys are all, I mean, everybody has their niche, which is so cool.
Sure.
But Noelle Nelson,
oh,
and
good.
She is an amazing therapist. She's got so many talents. She also trains attorneys, and so just a different twist on life. But we're going to be talking about gossip, and it's not
the power
so
of
it's
gossip.
Not so pretty. You know, you really want to stay professional. So, so that's one thing right there. And if you are out there and you have a topic that you want to talk to us about, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We'll just add you to our phone call and you know to our show and and if
join
you don't
want
to talk, you know, Matt knows there's a lot of people that call in and go you know, I just can you talk tell her about this, you know. So also I wanted to mention, you know, this last weekend I was at a St. Patrick's Day party. You know, there were so many things going on. Did you guys celebrate?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, we did
that's
too.
That's our celebration.
Yeah. So, well, I met some new people, and I wanted to give a little bit of shout out to a couple people that were really fun to talk to, Evie and Dan over at Mary Catherine's party. And so they were really cool. And some, you know, it's fun to meet new people. Also, I met Diane, who is a PR for Noelle.
Oh, wow.
And that was really interesting. I was saying it's funny when people say, you sound really familiar.
You sound familiar.
Yeah. You know, so it's fun. So that means they're listening. So anyways, if you are listening right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad that you are starting your day with us. So what is Ventura 101?
We keep up on news and events. You know, I'm not a voice box for the local paper. There's plenty of other people doing news here in the community. Yeah,
that's what I say, exactly.
But yeah, my goal, Kim, is really to cover what's not getting covered or when other people cover Ventura County. You'd be amazed at how much stuff happens here.
There is so much happening out here, I'm telling you.
And we have a lot more celebrities than people think.
You know, they're all here in town. And so I get a lot of people from out of town following me because they want to know about Britney Spears. They want to know about Michael Madsen.
Yeah, she just made a move out here.
That's
right.
That's right. They want to know about Kim from The Real Housewives. So I do get a bulk of people.
I thought you were going to talk about me from The Real Housewives.
Yes, you, Kim. Actually, yeah, we have a couple housewives that live in town. So I do get a couple people just trying to
so
find out.
So you're like
inside
a celebrity watcher, right?
A bit, but I like to stick to, you know, I do a lot of politics too, nonpartisan. I like to cover the candidates running, what's going on in the community, and really just everybody gets a fair chance at Twitter mentions. So if you have a business, let me know if you're running like a special event and it's free for the community. Please take advantage of this free marketing because really that's what it's all about, is tapping into social media to make your small business really stand out. Especially if you have a small business, can we do a segment called 10 Questions with a Ventura County Local? And you would be great for it. We just featured Dr. Steven. And
I heard that, yeah.
You know, it just gives people a chance to get to know the people in the community.
That's great. That's really good. And so who are some of the people that you've covered that you've, like, learned some great, incredible things that, you know, maybe people wouldn't really know about?
What I loved, we talked to Dr. Dr. Stephen about relationship advice. I loved getting that. I when I ask these questions of the segment participants, I always say, what would I ask that person myself? We actually covered Barry Turnbull. He's an employee here at Gold Coast with a very illustrious broadcasting career and relatives as part of, the Beach Boys. So we get to know a lot of our people.
The Beach Boys are actually coming back out here, aren't
That's
they?
Right. And so Barry got to talk about, you know, his memories of Brian in the studio when he was a young person. And a lot of people don't know that about Barry. So I encourage everyone to go read up on the weekly segment participants. We have a lot of, this past week we had the Harbor Master from the Ventura County Port District participant, Mr. Scott Miller, and learned a lot of interesting things about how he keeps our ports safe. So, you know, a lot of people in the community don't get a voice, you know, as we should, because the media has become so conglomerated. So I really wanted to give a voice to the smaller individuals in the community and a platform.
That's what I really like about it, because, you know, when I turn on the news, I seem to get all the bad news from everywhere around the country. I get to hear about every shooting and every car crash in every city across the nation.
What about all the good stuff?
But what about all the good stuff that's happening right here in our own community?
That's really what I come on the radio for every single day, is to talk about adding value and really just about talking about all the feel-good stuff. We forget that, and that's really what motivates our day. And you know, I think so much of that gets forgotten.
Yeah, because there's so many cool events that go on. And the people that go into organizing these events, or like the Harbor Master, I mean, we have a beautiful harbor here, and people, you know, come and they take it for granted in their own mind. I know I've driven by many times and not thought about all of the unsung heroes that make it such a beautiful place.
So we can all enjoy it, really. It's the most unused favorite place. And, you know, I ask people, where do you suggest we take out-of-towners? That's one of the questions of the segment. And 9 times out of 10, they say the Ventura Harbor, but they don't use it unless someone's coming from out of town. So that's something else that, you know, just get out there and use your own resources in the community. Try to remind people that we live in one of the most beautiful areas in the entire world.
You know what's so cool about Ventura, though, is, I mean, really, there's so many things, but you've got your beach right here.
That's right.
You've got Main Street. I mean, totally eclectic.
Beaches.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many.
World-class shopping.
Yeah.
Surfing. We're just a mecca for so many different types of individuals, from surfing. We have shopping. The Camera Outlets brings people from all over the world. So
definitely,
it's really exciting what's going on in Ventura County right now. And I think I want to put my finger on the pulse. And I think being born and raised here, Kim, kind of gives me a little bit of an insight.
You've always struck me as being much more technologically advanced than I am.
Just a smidge, a little bit.
Yeah, and so what is your background on that? Because so that's really another cool little outlet right there.
Well, interesting enough, I was one of the first five people to graduate with a new media degree from San Diego State University. So that was about 10 years ago, and I'm aging myself here. But
you're like my daughter. She was over there at San Diego State, too, then.
That's
okay.
Right. Former Aztec, go Aztecs. But, no, new media really grabbed me back then, and I'm still in it, and it's something that I love to do.
You know what?
But we talk about new media, but, you know, we hear Twitter, but how many of our listeners are intimidated by Twitter or intimidated by social media?
It can be very intimidating. I think it's a privacy thing. I think people think as soon as they sign up that their entire life is going to be online, and it's really just about educating yourself so you're not giving out more than what you want.
And also, you know, everything is advancing that way. It's kind of like you don't have to buy into all of the social media, but some of it is kind of necessary now to stay relevant, because, I mean, even our cars are connected now. Every new car that comes out, first it was, there's an iPod dock, and now that's so old hat. So, you know, I don't even know how to use half the features on my new car.
I know. People say it's like driving a spaceship, right? What about your car? I saw your beautiful car.
I love it, too. And you know what? You can. I mean, it's all, you know, hands-free on the phone, right? But then you can have all your little calendar there, what you're doing. I mean, there's so many ways to – you cannot – try not to be organized, I'm telling you. So, well, we're going to continue. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, I'm so glad you're here with us. A positive way to start your day. And I'm Kim. I'm your host. I'm talking with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. He is always on our Motivational Monday. And whenever else I can grab him. And we're talking to Jocelyn, and she is from Ventura 101. So glad you're here with us.
Thanks.
And we got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639 888-666-0008. And so what I'm going to do is call out a few names, and if you hear your name, give us a call, because you are going to win, let's see, two meal passes to Soup Plantation in Camarillo.
Yum.
So let's start with, and what we're going to go through, and the first person, let's see, we'll take the first caller. No, we'll take the third caller. How about that?
Mix it up. So does that mean people are standing by their phones right now, but they're going to hesitate before they dial?
Yeah, you know, we'll go. We'll put the first caller through that gets it, and then they'll win.
Okay.
So we've got Ruben Hernandez.
Ruben, are you listening?
Okay, Lindsay Haynes. We've got Jennifer Ertzman, Adela Trainer, and Genevieve Ramirez, and Sergio Ecolectia. I hope I said those right. So, anyways, if you were over at the Kids Expo over at Pacific View, give us a call right now.
805-639-0008. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road.
Yeah, for safety. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. You'll be right back.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Well, that will wake everybody up out there, huh?
That's it. Wake up and dance.
There you go. All right. Well,
get yourself motivated this Monday.
I know. So what motivates you, Stephen?
Life. Well, you know, we were just talking about being positive, but I think that I've, over the course of my few short years on this planet, has suffered enough tragedy and dealt with enough darkness that I got sick of it. And I really just, I celebrate life, because to me, every day is a gift, because there were many times where I really felt like I wasn't going to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. And so when you wake up the next morning, you go, yes, I'm alive. I still feel that way. Usually most mornings when I wake up and I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go.
And that's exactly me too. I mean, really, I feel like every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. You know, the one thing that I wanted to talk about, because do you live for what you feel in your own life, or
yeah,
are you, you know, are you living for others?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm a family man, and I think deeply about my family and want to take care of my wife and my child and extended family members. And I'm a therapist, so I, you know, I've got 20 something clients coming every week that I care about and think about. But, and I love to be a giver, but I'm doing exactly what I want to do every day. I want to be a therapist. I want to be a husband. I want to be a father. To me, none of these are chores.
Right. And I think that's something that I thought would be really interesting to talk about, because are you being and doing exactly who you were supposed to be? You know, I mean, does it feel good for you every single day of what you're doing? That's what life's all about. And sometimes
every single day.
Well, I
do come home. There are days where I come home and go, oh,
oh
God.
Oh, my God. Why am I doing this? Yeah, no.
But yeah, you have to have the highs and the lows. But what is that old saying that a rich man is or a successful man is somebody who wakes up and does exactly what they want to do that day?
Right.
And so if you're doing what you want to do, whether it's, you know, gardening or, you know, making handmade flutes or, you know, talking on the radio, if that's what you want to do, then you're rich.
That's it. Exactly. Well, there was a thing that somebody had said, if it's up to me, if it's to be, it's up to me. And
if it's to be, it is up to me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And so whatever you need in your life, you really have to know that it's you're the one who's responsible for it.
Right. Well, being the architect of your own destiny really is a choice. And saying, I am going to determine what happens next. Yes, there are going to be unforeseen things that happen, but I will determine how I respond to them and how much energy I put into them.
Right.
That's the key to that level of success.
Definitely. And also kind of visualizing where your life wants to be. You know, I mean, really making steps to get there.
You know, I think I got a huge education from dealing in this world of special needs children. My son has special needs. And to see some of these kids work so hard to achieve what to the rest of us would be a minor victory, but they are so overjoyed when they can finally do fill in the blank, whatever it is that they've been struggling to do, you think, wow, you know, my son teaches me every day about the word determination.
And I think, and you know, I lost a baby too that was special needs too. Mm-hmm. And I see so many children struggling. I know you had to leave last week because there was a lot of, you know, turmoil and all the, it's not even, I mean, gosh, it's in the high schools.
We have physical disabilities. We have emotional disabilities, mental disabilities. You have momentary things. You have transient disabilities where, you know, somebody can be doing perfectly fine and then fall into a deep depression and then make really bad choices because of those depressions.
Right.
You know, there was the, I think, I'm trying to remember who it was. It was telling me that in Ventura County in the past year, there's been 14 teenage suicides. Mm. I mean, that's the kind of thing that devastates a community, devastates individuals and families. And yet we still have to wake up on Monday morning and get motivated. And what are we motivated to do? Live a good life, but also help others.
Right.
And try to alleviate suffering wherever we find it.
And I think that's so important. And I you know, again, I always say, you know, it's all about loving yourself and loving others.
Yeah.
If you can wake up with that attitude and, you know, kind of gratitude instead of satitude, you know, that's what it's all about.
People get victimized, though, and I think our culture supports, correct me if you, you know, disagree on this, Jocelyn, but I think you do, that we're a victim society. We fall into the storytelling of, well, I just had this bad thing happen to me. And the next person says, oh, yeah, well, I had something worse happen to me.
That you're absolutely right. And I think a lot more people, Stephen, are motivated by fear, not by what they should be really motivated by, which
great.
Is being their number one, you know, what they can fully realize their potential as.
Right. And once you get rid of your fear and you really just live life because you know that this is your journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really accept whatever's kind of around the corner and not say, you know, it's, you know, don't give me that. Don't give me that today.
How do you think, from your opinion, your perspective as two ladies here, people get rid of their fear? How do they get rid of the fear of getting rid of their fear? You know what I mean?
That's an excellent question. And I think it starts with, instead of saying what you don't want in life, because we're so good at saying, I know what I don't want, I know what I don't want. But what about what you really want? What do you want instead of what you don't want?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I mean, acknowledge the fear.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Acknowledge the fear. You know, there's a fear.
So we live in a little bit of denial then.
Right. But also just accept it and go, okay, I'm sure everybody's feeling the same way I am. Let's just walk through it. And I think that, you know, that's what it's all about, is walking through it one foot in front of the other until you start to achieve what you want in life. And then all of a sudden the fear starts to dissipate.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, you know, not everybody goes, okay, I'm going to have a radio show. I've never done this before, you know. And then all of a sudden you come on and each day you get a little better, a little better, a little better, you know. And if you're not getting better, then have the, you know, honesty with yourself to say,
This isn't for me. If I was to love the game of basketball, which I actually do, but I finally had to recognize that I was never going to slam dunk a basketball. It's just not going to happen. I just don't have a vertical leap, you know? And I was a really bad shooter, too. So, you know, it was basically running back and forth and passing the ball to the other guys. And I just realized I enjoy playing it, but it's not my game.
Right. And Jocelyn, I mean, you had a different career before, right? And now you kind of made you renewed yourself, right?
That's right. And that's part of the problem is that a lot of people only see one avenue and they don't see how everything really leads up to what you're doing today and all your past experiences. And, you know, my mom would say that to me all the time, you know, everything you're doing now is going to lead up to the perfect job for you.
And I'm so glad you actually talked about that because really that's it, is we leave a little piece of us everywhere we go.
You're so right.
And it's just a journey of where we're supposed to be in the next place. And what, you know, if another door closes, another one will open up. I'm positive. And it's like, where's the next place you're supposed to be? So.
Yeah. And if I was motivated by fear, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I think I would be more concentrated on, oh, what I don't have. This is what I don't have, so I need to replace it.
Ooh.
And I think a lot of people are, you know, they lose a partner, they lose a job, they lose an opportunity, and they go, oh, my gosh, how am I going to put something in that hole that's now there?
Mm.
So I instead of over, you know, letting yourself being overcome by those feelings of, I need to fill that hole, my husband left me, I need to get another man or another job, I think that switching that thinking really helps.
So what would your thinking be? What would you change it to?
I've heard a lot of people over the course of the last couple of years losing their jobs, and they say, oh, my gosh, I have to get something else full time, and I have to get my benefits right now, and I have to. And they end up really pushing the envelope to where they miss out on what the full potential could have been, but because they take the first thing that's offered to them.
Oh.
And they're guided by fear. They're motivated by fear. This is what I don't want to have happen, so I'm going to take the first thing. And I think that comes along with not realizing their full potential and their full value. So there's a struggle there. And how would you, you know, let a patient know or a client, you know, I see that you're not realizing your full value.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're on a path of self-actualization, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get dealt a blow, it shatters that illusion of what we thought was our path towards self-actualization.
Very ego-based, right, Kim?
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
So if you have this concrete idea or what you believe is a concrete idea of what your future is or what your potential is, what you're going to find out is that idea is actually made of glass and is very fragile. So you have to let life teach you what you are to become. A few weeks ago, I met Kim's friend, Joe.
That's right.
Joe LaSalle. And, you know, this guy was a basketball star in high school who lost his legs. And it was just, you know, holy smokes, are you kidding me? And yet this guy is so positive. He knew where he wanted to go, and yet the world took him into a different place. And he is so fabulous at being exactly who he is. He exemplifies that, you know, I did lose something, but now this is who I am, and this is what I'm taking the world as it comes to me, and I'm letting myself evolve into it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we're adapting, we're improvising, we're overcoming, you know?
Yeah. It's a tough thing to do.
It is. No, and people should be applauded for it. And we're not saying that this is easy to do. But if you find yourself in a difficult, dark situation where the world has, you know, dumped on you, well, you've got to figure it out. And if you can't do it by yourself, then get some help.
Get some help. Exactly. And the other thing is that you want to always have your support team around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is so important. People that are going to pump you up,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you know, oh my God, you're worthy. You can do this.
Yes,
because you're right.
Yeah,
you're
as opposed to being with people that are going, I told you that was going to happen to you, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like, that's the worst thing. So anyways, we are going to take another quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're here with us. And, you know, it was actually really calm driving in.
I think it's
crispy out, but,
Hey, spring is springing.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's funny. My girlfriend, Prudence, that was on here, we need to spring cleaning, but it's kind of like sweep our brain clean, start all over again, and refresh our life. So I'm going to go ahead and mention a few more names. Kim Anderson, Susan O'Conlin, Samantha, let's see, THSU, Kim Rangel, and Lori Harrista. If I mentioned your name, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back with us. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffman, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jocelyn is.
It's one of our, one of our favorite Southern California musicians.
There you go.
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, he's such a doll. He's a doll.
I love Kenny Loggins. Yeah. He's actually plays a lot of local out here.
He is, and he plays at the Jazz Festival in Santa Barbara, and I did meet him, and he is absolutely as nice as everyone says he is.
When I wore a goatee for a while, people said I looked like him.
You know what? I was going to say, you bear a striking resemblance.
I got the Kenny Loggins look,
You do got that Kenny Loggins look.
But I'm not going to grow the goatee again.
Mary just didn't like that.
Not only does she not necessarily like it, but I think it's just too cliched for a therapist to have a goatee.
Is it?
You know, it's got that Freudian thing going on, you know.
Uh-oh.
Plus, I've got a lot of gray in my beard, so it makes me look a lot older.
Do you? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this is all color.
Yeah.
What? You color your hair?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you kidding? I thought that was natural.
No shame at all.
What? No. I'm shocked.
No. And you know what? It's just natural. That's what it's all about. And that's what I do is let people look their best and try for the more of a natural look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you do when you say you're a hair therapist.
Hair therapist. I find out what people do in their lives, and then I kind of work from that angle and how much upkeep they want to do on their hair and their life and their, you know.
I love that.
You know, how often do you think people actually use their hair person as their actual therapist?
Oh, 24/7. 24/7. And you know, it's funny because they'll get texts and all right? Phone calls. I get those, you know, going, okay, did you say I should, like, tip my head upside down? And how did you get so much fullness? And, you know, do you think I should be just a little bit blonder? Because I thought it was going to give me everything I needed, but I just need that little bit more. Yes.
Personality expression through hair.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, it's
hair's
all about
everything.
Look good, feel good, do good. That is really my, you know.
Look good, feel good, do good. You know, I like that.
Yeah, that's been my thing for life.
I mean, we talk about inner peace and all that, which is absolutely fantastic, but I think the outside matters too.
Oh, no question.
Don't you feel better when you're all dressed up? And,
well, you know what? You know? That's an interesting topic, and that was one of the topics that I thought about, is if you go to work, how important do you think it is about what you wear?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you? How about you, Jocelyn?
I was always told you don't dress for the job you have, you dress for the job you want. So I think you're right in that aspect, in that regard.
I mean, have you, you know, the people that, you know, and if that's your world, that's cool. But where you almost, you know, wear sweats, you know, and
there
you're at
people,
home, and and you just kind of, you know, you're
I know professionals who do that because they figure, I'm so good at what I do. I know a lawyer who sees his clients basically wearing sweats and flip-flops, and he just says, I'm this good. I'm so good that you'll come to me no matter what I look like.
But here's the thing. Does he feel good about who he is? Do you know?
I don't know. I really don't know how
he
feels.
I mean,
that doesn't tell me that he feels good about himself. That tells me, that gives me a little indication of sloppiness there.
Yeah.
I wear a lot of Levi's, and I love my jeans. To the office and sneakers because I used to wear work boots to work for years.
And that's what I love about you. You are
casual, yet I always have a collar.
Yes. And I think it's important to be the best you, whatever it is, whatever, you know, category you fall in, is to be the best you. So I think that's really important.
And is the best you really attainable, or is it one of those goals that's out there that you say, I just want to get a little bit better? I want to be a little bit better me tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Right. Do you have a goal to be
better? I've never gotten to the point where I thought, oh, man, I am so cool.
Never. Does anyone ever say, oh, I'm
narcissist.
Perfect.
Yes, narcissist.
Maybe
too.
RuPaul. RuPaul strikes me as a little confident. But other than that, I think everyone's a little self-conscious.
Do you think so? Do you think people are? Or do you think that they're... So you think they're a little full of themselves?
I think so. And I think when people come off as completely confident, it's all smoke and mirrors, to be honest with you. I mean, people are just really good at hiding. So I think that comes across to me anyway. When someone comes off as fully confident, I see right through that. So I'm not sure. It depends on the person.
But confident enough.
Or I'm talking over the top confidence. Yeah. Kim probably knows like a few people where you just really, they're
full of themselves.
That's right. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. They're full of themselves. But here's the thing is I love authentic people.
That's
That to me is such an attraction.
Well, through Kim, I have met some of the most amazing people.
And through you, I've met
God.
Some
we,
of the most
we like to share our friends.
I know.
We have Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones, who's a friend of the show. And, you know, I called him and he wants to come back on the show and party with us.
And,
so.
You know, Dr. Jim wants to come with him, so I thought we could have both of them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so.
And, you know, we've got so many really cool people, but, you know, and Kim introduces me to people sometimes that I would not have run into otherwise for whatever reason.
And vice versa, and I really, to me, that, you know, I have a women's support group, and it's interesting what I've realized is that so many people that you would not maybe, or not personally you, but sometimes people don't give them time of day because they think I have nothing in common with them. My clothes aren't the same as theirs. We don't shop at the same kind of store. We might not like the same kind of thing. And let me tell you that when you give those people a chance, because everybody has a gift, and you wouldn't believe the people that I've met.
Indeed.
And that's the interesting thing, even as a hair therapist, you know, different people come to you for your style.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then when you leave and, you know, and you give them their own style, that's what it's all about, is really finding what works for them. Because some people come in and with, like, Britney Spears.
Yes, they want to be
not
the person.
Not when she shaved her hair, but, you know.
You know who Jocelyn introduced me to one time? It just blew me away.
Huh.
The voice of Tony the Tiger.
Oh.
Tony the Tiger lives in town, actually.
Yeah. Is it...
Well, Lee Marshall, he was in broadcasting for many years and currently still is, but he is the voice of Tony the Tiger. Thurl used to be the original voice of Tony the Tiger, and they've slowly integrated him out because he was, you know, because Lee took over the position.
Yeah.
So now he's an Oxnard, but
I just, you know, it's so surreal to meet somebody like that, you know.
Well, you hear him and you're like, oh, yeah, I can tell.
Winnie the Pooh used to be my neighbor, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
And
I
you
love
know
Pooh.
What's so funny is because whenever we had parties, you know, little guys, because my kids are older now, but he would come over and do his little, you know, that's really cool. And and you know how those people started? They were not very good students, I'm telling you. And so they talked a lot and they realized that's their gift. So, you know,
celebrate.
You never know what your gift is. But the gift that I say for people is that gift that you always get compliments on, that people, you know, you kind of realize, wait a minute.
And why do you think it's so hard for people to take those compliments? Like, my wife is an extraordinary cook. And yet when I tell her, oh, wow, that was a wonderful meal, she says, oh, that? I just threw it together.
That's
she doesn't
that's
take
her
the
gift.
Compliment.
Those yeah. are the gifts that you don't. And people need to, you know, kind of stack those up. That's what it's all about. That's the direction that when you're living and doing your dreams and your gifts like that, you're not really working.
Exactly. It doesn't feel like work anymore.
It doesn't feel like work. Well, what we're going to do is we are going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to Noelle Nelson. And I'm really excited about doing this. She is, I think we missed a month there. And, but she brings so much to our show. And we're going to be talking about why success and gossip don't mix.
Ooh.
So,
very important.
There you go. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
With Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
It's the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano@gmail.com. That's Kim Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Okay, we're doing Name That Tune.
welcome back. Okay, so
David Bowie.
David
come
Bowie,
on, yeah.
There
but,
you go.
But Puff Daddy did a version, right?
I did mean, he
come
really?
On, come on.
Yeah, I'm Puff Daddy's demographic right
they now. They sample that song in a Puff Daddy song. What song is that? We need to know. Board up.
You know, I do want to call out one more name, and we've been having some fun calling. They didn't want to be on the air, and but it was amazing. So I have a bicycle helmet. It's all about safety, and for Lucas. And Lucas, if you are out there or his parents are listening, give us a call at 805-639-0008. You win yourself a bike helmet.
And that was from the,
or skateboarding.
The Kid Fest?
Yeah, this weekend. Cool. So lots of new people out there. So very cool. All right, Noelle, are you there? Noelle, hi.
Great to be back on the show.
Well, thank you. You've been busy, huh?
Ah, yes.
What are you doing?
Well, right now I'm thinking about why success and gossip don't mix.
This is very true. As a hair therapist, I learned this very, very early on, let me tell you.
I'll bet you did.
Yes, and I think that's one of my successes is what people tell me stay in my heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. So confidentiality is really important.
And same with you as a therapist.
Yeah.
You can't.
But gossip is so juicy.
Oh.
I mean, it just...
Do you like gossip?
No, I just understand the visceral... nature that other people struggle with when they have a secret or they have a piece of juicy gossip. They just it just feels so good to them somehow to be able to spread and share that,
but it can
be toxic,
right? Here's the problem is that you want to know why it's so juicy.
Why? Because people aren't supposed to know it.
No.
Why?
It's because there are two ways to get ahead in life, to feel better about yourself. One is to rise above, but the other is to chop heads off.
Ooh.
And quite frankly, gossiping is never about, did you hear what a fantastic job Kim did on that show?
Yes.
That's not considered gossip.
That's very, very true.
What is always considered gossip is, oh my God, do you know what Dr. Noelle did this weekend? I saw her in a bikini.
Right.
And she looked awful.
Oh. I doubt that.
It's all about chopping heads off.
Right. And, you know, I think that that's really important, that as our kids are younger, I think that's what's really happening, is they don't have any safety nets other than hopefully at home, you know, where their parents can, they can always come home and talk to their parents, but people are so busy now, parents are so busy that sometimes they don't even have that safe net there, right? And so you're right. I feel like as we've gotten older, I do have some safety net friends that you know you feel like they have your back. But at work, that's scary.
Yeah, how can gossip really hurt your career?
Oh, massively. I mean, it's real simple. If word gets around that you were doing thus and such that, you know, was somehow less than noble or illicit or whatever, then you're not going to be considered for a management position or be above because you're not going to be considered reliable.
Mm.
I mean, when Kim said that a large part of your success, Kim, or, you know, certainly a significant part, is your ability to keep your mouth shut when somebody's giving you a confidence, you have to see that it's the same thing in the workplace where there are many, many employees or many, many people, which is it's a mark of authority and responsibility and reliability and trustworthiness when you keep other people's secrets.
I love it. And, you know, you're going to give us some ways to handle gossip, right? I think you have four easy steps.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay.
And the first thing is to recognize, and I think this is where people get a little bit stuck, is that work is not a popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the time...
Unless you're in radio.
Yeah, this is true.
That's totally different. But you know what I mean. In other words, people spread gossip in order to feel better about themselves, to feel like they're more powerful, and that they will be more popular that way.
At somebody else's expense.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Sure, they'll be more popular among their immediate, you know, people around them, their coworkers, for a little bit. But people will start not to trust them. Like, are you going to tell something important to someone who spreads rumors?
Never.
Of course not.
Right.
And they're not going to go up in the organization, as we said before. So it's gossip is something that absolutely never has a positive benefit.
This is true.
Absolutely never. So what you want to do is you want to, first of all, get your priorities straight. And what do you want? Do you want to win a popularity contest? Or do you want to get ahead at work? I mean, it's that basic. So you have to think for a minute. So, you know, Kim, sometimes people may think, well, if I know the skeletons in somebody else's closet, it'll give me leverage.
Right.
But that's emotional blackmail.
It is emotional blackmail.
And it's really ugly.
Yeah, I would not have those people in my circle at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may get momentary leverage. But again, that's the thing with gossip, is it's fleeting.
Right.
It's literally here today, gone tomorrow. Whatever benefits you think you're getting with it, they're gone.
Right.
In an instant.
So right.
The second thing is to rise above. In other words, don't engage in gossip.
What do you do? I have a quick question. What do you do if your supervisor or your boss comes to you with gossip about other people?
Ew.
Oh, I have that.
That
too.
Happened to me, and it was so hard to shut it down because it's your boss.
Easy. Piece of cake.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, what you do is you nod. And you kind of smile in a noncommittal way and go, yeah, what about that project I brought to you last week? Did you like the way I did paragraph 3? Or, gosh, you know, I'm a little bit in a quandary about what to do with this new client. I mean,
so just blow it off. Don't listen.
Don't listen. But you always have to, if it's your boss,
right,
somebody above you, you need to nod, which is therapy 101 acknowledgement, right? Nod.
Okay.
As in, I hear you, so they don't feel like you've been rude. And if you give one of those, you know, sort of little tiny smiles that doesn't mean anything, and then, okay, I hear you, and you can even say, uh-huh, or okay, and then just change the subject.
All right.
I cannot even begin to tell you how valuable a work ability it is to be able to change the subject.
Mm.
And obviously you're not going to change it to, oh, yeah, and I know what so-and-so and so-and-so did.
You know, it's interesting because the boss kind of stays there no matter what, right? But when you engage back in it, guess who's going to be the first to be gone?
Mm. Yes.
You are.
You're so right.
It's really a weird deal. So what Noelle's saying right now is to, you know, give them the courtesy of listening.
Absolutely.
But that's where it ends.
But deflect and
take
shut
it
down.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you change the subject, people generally will follow that flow.
Right.
And if they don't, if they persist and say, yeah, but what about, you know, this gossip thing, you say, just do it again. And then say, I'm really worried about it. Give them a problem to solve.
That's a powerful tool.
That's great. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Noelle Nelson right now, we're talking about, why success and gossip don't mix, and really great topic.
And I have another little tip that people don't think about a whole lot, but helps also quite a bit, is we assume because someone asks you a question, you're required to answer it. No, you're not.
I'm so guilty of this.
Yes, so you're not. But we're almost knee-jerk conditioned to that one.
Yeah, because we've been told not to lie. And so if somebody asks us a point-blank question, say, for instance, a stranger or somebody you really don't need to be telling personal information to, says, you know, how much money do you make, you know, every year?
Right.
And we feel compelled to answer because they've, you know, we've been told not to lie. But
instead of answering with something different, for example, so this person asks, how much do you make a year? Heck, that could be a coworker asking that. I mean, it's
that happens a lot.
So, what an interesting question. Now, what makes you bring that up?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, I like it.
Gosh, she's good.
She's really good, yeah.
Question with a response, with a sentence.
And the permission for that is that when we were kids, we were told a lie is, you know, telling an untruth or omitting the truth.
Right.
But in reality, you have to put a caveat on there. It's that it's telling a lie or an omission to somebody who deserves to know the truth. And then that makes you have to think, is this person standing in front of me? Do they actually deserve to know the intimate details of my life?
Right.
Or
and
somebody
I,
else?
I wouldn't even think of it as, you know, am I going to lie to them or not? I would simply, again, change the subject.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You do not have to answer.
I decline to reply. Thank you very much.
Right. And the easiest way to do that is just say, that's really interesting. Why do you bring that up? That's, you know. And then, of course, you put the ball back in their court and they're forced to say something.
Yeah, I like it.
And you can just keep moving.
I probably would say, you know, that's a kind of a personal topic.
Well, that's if you want to be defensive.
I know. That's chorus.
That's hard.
Hello.
It's so hard.
If you just say, wow, that's interesting. Why do you bring that up?
She's so good. She knows me too good.
But I think you have the right to set a limit and a boundary with people. And
you
say,
have to have boundaries.
You know, I understand you might be curious, but I just don't discuss my personal finances outside of my family.
And the important part is, if we go back to the gossip thing, which this is kind of a little bit of a different subject, we go back to the gossip thing, is you can absolutely refuse to answer the question, did you see John and Mary in the break room, with just saying, and leave it go and immediately go to, I haven't seen my stapler anywhere. Have you seen my stapler? It doesn't even matter what you say.
If you take the joy out of a person who's trolling for gossip, if you take the joy out of their quest, they're going to stop asking you.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. You will no longer be fun to play with.
Take the wind out of their sails.
Exactly.
Right.
And right along that comes the next point, the third point, which is, don't you give other people something to gossip about. In other words, don't spread your private information.
Right.
I mean, sometimes people take this, you know, they don't think. It's not that they realize they're divulging personal information, but they don't think that when they say, oh, and I'm taking, you know, the whole family down to Disneyland. We got this free ticket from so-and-so, and wasn't that nice of them, and oh, my gosh. And, you know, all of a sudden you've told them stuff that they can then, hey, did you know that Mary gets freebies?
Yeah.
Who knows what she did for that?
Right.
That's great. Take it and all sorts of, so just don't, basically, keep work at work and your personal life at home.
Very good. Very good advice.
Yeah, and to some people that's difficult because
very difficult.
You may like some of your coworkers like a whole bunch, and you may want to be friends with them, and that's fine. But you better know them for a good long time before you start letting them into your personal life.
Very good advice.
Yeah.
And what is number four?
Number four is be trustworthy. And this is what you learned, Kim.
Yes, it
when
is.
When you were a hair therapist.
Right.
Which is to keep people secret.
Right.
And that will make you actually, in the long run, very popular.
Right. You know, and I never did it for popularity. To me, it's about having people's, you know, their
integrity.
Inner, yeah, it's
just
all about integrity.
Yeah.
But they've trusted me with their confiding in me. What are you going to do? That just seems so hurtful for somebody to let that out.
I actually left a salon stylist who was telling me something about a different client.
See, that's on the other end of it.
I was hearing it, and I said, "You know what? It's kind of icky. I don't want it. I'm moving on."
Right.
You remember what we were saying earlier in the show, Kim, about kids have very few safe places to speak?
Yes.
Well, it's the same thing with grown-ups.
It really is. You're absolutely right.
So when someone at work comes to you and says, "Oh God, I don't know what to do. My teenage daughter got pregnant. I don't know what to do." When you become that person who never repeats it to anyone,
right?
You become, that's what I meant by popular, you become the safe person.
No kidding.
Very,
and
very
you
good.
You do in a sort of weird way by never asking for power, by never asking for popularity. You get it.
There you go.
She's so right on.
Other people.
You're so right on. I mean, everyone comes to you to confide in you because they know you're going to be the safe person, not share their information.
You'll never use it. It's like, you know, you'll never share that email.
That's right.
You'll never use it. You'll never do anything with it. And that makes you respected.
All right.
Yeah.
Noelle, what a pleasure. We need you on longer. I'm telling you. And how do we find you?
You find me at www.noellenelson.com. It's as simple as that.
You got it. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and I look forward to you next month.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was Noelle Nelson, and one of my good friends, therapist, helped so many people all over the world. So, Dr. Stephen, give out your phone number. You're another great resource right here, and you help so many people,
too. Yeah, my phone number and contact information is on my website. I encourage people to go read my blog, The Courage to Thrive, and it's at humansguide.com.
All right. And Jocelyn, pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for having me on. I invite everyone to come and check out Ventura101.com or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.com/Ventura101.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. All right. And, of course, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you enjoyed what we talked about, and we're here every morning, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 9, and then again from 1 to 2. And if you missed any of our shows, or if your name was mentioned and you want to find out a little bit more, you want to be a part of my show, give me a call at 805-419-0008. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is give it all you've got, because you never know if there's going to be a next time.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.
Listen, call up,